Yud Aleph, we see the third speaker so far. And we'll see moving forward that it seems he was the lesser of the three who waited for the others to speak. But in any case, the first two speakers already presented ideas of how you can see God in relation to the world based on terms either of good and bad, right? Alifa spoke about the good comes from God, the bad comes from man. Bildad really saw God in the picture with it, the bad coming from God as well, not just the good, but coming as part of Mishpat. So those points have been spoken about already. And I think that's why it so far introduces a new factor. Let's take a look. First, his introduction, the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, and it's a very short perek. Vayan sofar anamati vayomar harov devarim lo yane v'im ish svatayim yitzdak. Can this multitude of words not be answered? I mean, there must be an answer for Eov. Can the lip man be correct? Ish svatayim. The lips man would be Eov, who has a lot to say. And he's saying, we're not going to be beaten by someone who likes to say a lot. Badecha mitim yacharishu vatilag ve'in machlim vatomer zach lechi uvar hayiti be'einecha. You talk about how you're innocent and pure, haven't done anything wrong. Ve'ulam. There he's talking about how Eov sees himself. Mi yitein elo adaber ve'yiftach svatev imach. Eov is asking, how come God didn't speak to me? How come God doesn't tell me what I did wrong? Tell me what I did wrong. Tell me why you're attacking me. He says, halavai, that God would speak with you. Open his lips with you. He describes Eov in Pasuk Bet as the Ish Svatayim, halavai, that God would respond with his Svatayim. V'yaged lecha ta'alumot chuchma. And he would tell you the wonders of wisdom. So far as putting the issue of chuchma on the table. And he starts describing at length the mysteries, the wonderful, deep aspects of the world. God would take you out of your sin by showing you the wonders of wisdom. Can you discover the depths of God? The highs of the skies, what can you impact there? The depths of what's below, what can you know? Arukami eretz mida ruchavam yineyam, lengthier than the land, wider than the sea. Im yachlof yasgir v'yakilu miyishuvenu. When he would show you and change it and back and forth, what could you put back? What could you respond to him? Ki hu yada meteisha v'yaravim v'lo yitbonan. He can know the things that die or happen for nothing. He can see iniquity, things that others would not understand. The ish yinavu v'liyaveh v'ayah pereh adam yivaled. And man is born as this wild animal in comparison to God, who understands all this death. Imata hachinot alibecho. If you're ready, uferasta elav kapecho. You would turn to him, and he would show all this to you. Im oven biyadcha harchikeu. If there's iniquity in your hands, distance it from yourself. But the iniquity that he referred to before, God's deep knowledge of iniquity, right? Looking back at Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki hu yada metei shavayar avin v'lo yitmonan. He can see the iniquity without having to focus on it in depth. You, Pasuk Yud Aleph, if you have avin biyadcha, harchikeu, ve'al tashken ve'olecha avla, and don't have avel in your tent. Ki az tisaf anecha mimum, then you would turn away from defect and suffering. Ve'ite mutzak v'lo tira, you would be strong and wouldn't be afraid. Ki ata amal tishkach kemayim avru tiskor, mitzarayim yikum chalad, he talks about how everything will pass. Pasuk Yud Chet, uvatachta ki yesh tikva, and you'll be sure that there'll be hope. V'chafarta levetach tishkav, and you'd be able to dig in securely and rest, as opposed to rest and passing from the world. V'ravatta, you'd be able to tread v'ein macharid v'chilu fanecha rabim, and you'll see the Rishaim being withered away, and they'll lose their escape, and their hope is fallen. The Rishaim are fallen, but those who understand what they need to understand, they have hope and they can land strong. What's he saying beyond talking, you know, the contrast between it's Rishayim have no hope, you have hope if you do the right thing, if you turn to God, if you find the oven biyadecha. What's different about so far? And I think what's different is, as I emphasized when we started speaking about his content in Pasuk Vav, he's talking about the wonders of wisdom, the wonders of the world. Can Yov really understand the depths of the world? What is the significance? What are the implications of living in a world that we can't fully understand? And I think the point is that people get themselves in a lot of trouble because they don't understand everything about the world. And we're not talking here about justice. We're talking here about reality. For example, let's say a person's in a building that sets on fire and they're on the roof and they jump off the building and they die. Is it God's fault? Meaning, it's a reality of the world. Let's say you're in England and you drive on the right side of the road. You're going to get into an accident. Is it because God doesn't judge you favorably? Because you don't know the rules of England. I'm moving from a case where you're in a difficult situation to a situation where you lack knowledge. Let's say you're in the forest and you eat a berry that's poisonous. Why did you die? Because you sinned? Did you die because God judged you? Or did you die? Or did the person die because they didn't know enough to live? One of the problems in our world is that we live in a world where there's so much we don't know and don't understand that it's so easy to get in trouble. You can get bitten by a sea urchin. Didn't know that until recently. Now, you know, is it God's fault that people, you know, jump into the water off a bridge and step on a sea urchin? It's just part of the reality of our world. Now, what's interesting is, once upon a time, everything in the world was mysterious and not understood, and people knew they didn't understand anything. We live in a world today where there's so much that we do understand, which gives people the mistaken impression that they understand everything. And that creates a lot of frustration when there are things we don't understand. Frustration, anger. But the reality is we need to understand that there's a lot we don't understand. And that's why he's saying, Halavai, that God would open his mouth and he would show you all the things you don't understand and all the ways you've gotten yourself in trouble. Not necessarily because you've been judged. He doesn't say here about God applying his mishpat. He presents God's role here as God could enlighten you by showing you the things you don't understand. And his hope is not turn to God and do tshuva. His hope is, what he's saying is, try to look more deeply at yourself and understand the things you're doing wrong that are causing your problems. Check what berries you ate. Check what food you may be allergic to. Check what you did with your children that led to this. Check what you did that led to armies attacking you. Check why storms come. Maybe you need a lightning rod on your roof. If you don't have a lightning rod on your roof and a storm comes and lightning hits your house and burns it down, should you talk to God? You got to discover lightning and how it works. You got to understand that you need a piece of metal that's going to redirect it somewhere else. Go understand the world that you live in. Find out why Queen Sheba wanted to attack you. Find out why the Kazdim came to attack you. It's a very deep world. And when I say deep world, I don't just mean poisonous. There's politics, there's social issues, there are storms, there are all kinds of things. We just don't understand enough, and you got to be educated. So you found yourself on the short end of the stick. You didn't read enough of those articles on the internet about all the crazy things that can happen in the world. You know, you get them on the bottom of your article you're reading, you know, 10 things to be afraid of that you never, right? Okay, you should read those things more. You'd be able to protect yourself better. You got to understand the way the world functions or doesn't function. The term, the explanation is very different. It's not bad comes from man because we are evil. And it's not bad comes from good as from God as part of his judgment. It's the world is a complex place. And if you don't prepare yourself for it, you're going to be in trouble. Not because of something anyone else did. And really not because of any fault of your own. But just because that's the reality that we need to prepare ourselves for in order to survive in. The Yaged Lecha Ta'alumot Chochma Ki Cheflayim Letushia HaCheker Elokat Himtzach. Can we truly understand the full depths and breadth of what goes on in the world that we can stand here and judge whether these things are happening not because of anything we did? In order to understand what we did to cause it, we need to understand things better. And how the Vay God would open his mouth and educate you. And in place of things, you keep saying, if God would just open his mouth, he would tell me what I did wrong. If he did open his mouth, he would teach you a lot of things you don't know. Now, he's not, so go out and study. Okay, next time we will see Eov's response to Tzofar, and it's noteworthy that it is one-third longer, 50% longer, depending how you count. Just using the perek as the prakim as a way of seeing it, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. And it's divided into three because there really are three segments. And we'll see why at the end of this round there are three segments. And it's not just here because after each of the rounds, and for those who haven't learned Eov yet, there are three rounds. At the end of each of the rounds, Eov has a three perek speech. We'll see what about the end of the round causes Eov to add another segment to his words.